What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the South Side Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare, on Prime Video, now streaming.
The following program is rated TV-MA-LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Your skin looks really nice today.
Does it? Oh my God, I'm hungover after like 2 days.
What? What did you do 2 days ago?
I went and tried on wedding dresses and drank too much champagne.
Were you drinking while you were trying them on?
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm glad you didn't buy that $10,000 dress then.
I know.
You'd have been like, fuck!
I think it was that. And then Chrissy is like, she is so like, I don't know, like she likes expensive things. I can tell.
Of course.
Which I never,
yeah, she only lived once.
Get it. Yeah. I was like, Chrissy, I can't. And then we went out to dinner and had more, like wine and stuff. So it was like Chardonnay and wine, and
oh my
body's
God.
Just not used to it. I'm like,
so funny.
I'm clogged.
So you
and
have
then,
me
yes.
on your FaceTime at trying on dresses saying like, you understand for $10,000, you're totally, you can get any dress you want now. And then she's like, get it.
This is like so perfect on you. I'm like, oh my God. But there's no way. I knew like yesterday I was still thinking about it, but it was because I was hungover. I don't make good fucking decisions when I'm hungover. Like, I do the worst things when I'm hungover. I order a bunch of fucking clothes online that I don't fucking need, but I'm just like that impulse person when I am
hungover.
So hungover
or drunk, are you more unpredictable?
I think hungover.
Oh, you're trying to make yourself feel better.
Yes, I'm so low. So I was still like thinking about it yesterday. I mean, I literally came home and I ran into Tom's arm and I was like, can you give me $2,000?
Oh my God.
He was like, yes. I was like, I didn't think that would work.
And you're only wearing it for your ceremony.
Dude. There's no, I mean, it's a beautiful dress.
Oh, it's stunning.
And I would have fucking loved it. But I also, in the other dress, that's not the best, it's not, you know, that quality. I felt like more like me. I could dance. I felt flirty. I felt fun.
Right.
So I'm like, fuck it. Whatever, man. And it's 1 day. It's 1 day. No reason to spend any more than like $5,000 on your dress.
That's
I don't
even
think.
Crazy.
I know. I mean, the first one that we got was only $2,500.
Oh my God. Said
that's nuts.
Says Scout. The first dress we bought was only
$2,500. I know, but I knew it. I don't know why I didn't try on all of the other like shapes of gowns. I
don't know.
Because I'm a moron. Because I thought, I know what I like. I know what I want. I know what I want. Stupid.
I would say most brides will end up telling you that they got a dress that wasn't what they originally thought they were going to go with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you just don't know. It's like it's a wedding gown. You know what I mean?
There's any brides out there and groomsmen, you need to fucking try on
everything.
Before you decide.
Haven't you watched the yes to the dress? Don't you know? It's always the one that you didn't come in. Either it's the one that you've been dreaming about, or it's the one that you never would have thought you would have loved.
I think I've said this before. Say Yes to the Dress wanted me on their show.
Ugh.
The last time I was engaged, I wrote them and they were like, oh my God, yes, 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 yes. But like, isn't Say Yes to the Dress, don't they use, what is it, David's Bridal gowns?
No.
They do. They don't?
No. That's okay. That's in New York. That's at Kleinfeld's.
Bitch, would you have done Say Yes to the Dress with me?
Like as your bridesmaid?
Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck yeah. Of course.
Oh my God. I should have. Too late. Too late.
No, no, but then you would have been.
Round three.
Wait. So, for some reason, why did I not know you were engaged before?
Yeah.
Did you have an actual ring?
I did.
What did it look like? Was it like a diamond ring?
No. We went to like a vintage store and got a ring. But like that relationship was so toxic that I think like in my mindset, I needed to be engaged to stay into this crazy ass relationship. So it was like pressure on both of our ends. I was like, how do I stay in this thing unless I know it's going to last forever?
Oh, great. You want the toxic relationship to last forever. The fuck's
going on? Of
course,
because I didn't heal myself. So I was like, this is how relationships are. You fight, you fuck really hard, and then you fight more, and like then you like break up, and then you get back together. Like, that's what I thought like a relationship was.
How old were you?
I mean, it was like 3 years before, three and a half, four years before I met Tom.
Hmm.
It was my last ex. Did you ever meet him?
Which one? I only remember the one from Halloween, like the singer dude with the black hair.
Oh, no, not Andy, no. I mean, that was like my longest relationship. And then there was a couple people, then there was Samuel for a bit, who I thought, you know, when you're young, I was like, this is the one. And then it was Dash Hutton.
Dash.
Yeah. Oh my God, did you never meet Dash?
I don't think so.
Yeah, well, oh yeah, he came to sets a little bit. He never came to cons. He was the musician. He was the drummer. The drummer guy. I was still into like musicians.
And That was my problem.
I was like, okay, I can't. But I do still like I don't know what it is about musicians that
it's
like I have
talent.
Like, yeah,
that's what it is. It's fucking talent. Musicians are hot because they're talented.
Yeah, I think it's an amazing, like, I don't know, aura that is surrounded
like
by
more,
anybody that can work an instrument.
I think it takes skill.
Mm, yeah.
You know, where I feel like, I don't know,
and
feel
it's
like
the
actors, you're kind of like, is that really having a talent? Like, I guess it's having a talent, but like, what kind of talent is that really? I don't know. Like for a man, I don't know why I feel like it's not as respected as like a musician.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because anyone can, it's luck mostly too. Like you don't get far as a musician if you're lucky and not incredibly talented.
Well, you're also raised on that as like little girls, like, you know, they're like, they look up to like music and music is like an important thing when you're growing up. So like you go to concerts and like to actually like be in a relationship with someone that you watch that tours like fucking stadiums. Like,
right.
There's
nothing
that beats
that. You feel awesome. I mean, I guess it's like being like with an athlete too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just feel like an actor.
It's that thing.
Do you think if we weren't an actress, dating an actor would be like a big deal?
See, I don't get that feeling from an actor.
Right. I don't either. I don't
like,
know why.
I dated a couple of actors. I don't get like, I mean, probably because we do it. So we know what it's like.
Is that why? Because like,
I don't know what it's like to fucking be on a stage of, you know, like playing, you know, the Red Rocks and you know, like I don't know what that feels like.
I always felt like,
with Tom, with like stunts and stuff. It's like I don't know what that feels like.
Right.
I have no idea what that feels like.
I feel like an actor, if I'm with an actor getting and the actor's more famous and was getting attention when I was dating them, I felt like, oh God, his head's gonna be, oh, get over yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where if it was a musician or someone, like when I dated the NASCAR driver, because I was like, wow, he's really famous. You know, like that's famous to me, not an actor.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, I was so nervous. Cause like Dash, like he toured with Haim. So he was in the band Haim. And
well,
so
I don't know
he,
fucking anybody. I don't know who that
anyways,
is.
Anyways, they're really cool girls. I really, really dig them. But they were opening up. They opened up for Taylor Swift. Like, they're like one of Taylor Swift's like best friends. So we would go to these shows that Taylor Swift was, you know, so fucking massive.
Right.
You know, that right. band would come on beforehand and you fucking hear all the stadiums. I was just like, who is this? And what is happening? You know, it's like that like, oh my God.
Did he make your, and it made your vagina dance?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we just fucking fought and fought and fought and fought and fought and fought and fought.
What would you fight about the most? Like, was it the same thing that kept resurfacing?
So a lot of my exes hadn't, we've talked about this, had the same issue of like with me acting. It was like they were super insecure with like me having to work with men and having to do kissing scenes and having to do like sex scenes, which I completely understand. I completely understand. But they would go to an extreme level of like make me feel like I am doing something awful, like that I can't do my job, you know?
But would they also, like, get in your head the night before, or
yeah, the night before, or after, or it just would be like I cheated, in a sense. It's like, but I didn't, and I also want to be super honest with you and let you know when it is happening. And I go to the extent, and Tom can tell you this. Every time I work with a male, it's like I'm on the FaceTime like within the week. So they know who I'm dealing with.
Right, right.
And that
right.
person, that actor knows that I have a partner.
Yeah.
You know? And most of the time, all my fucking co-stars love Tom. They're like, where's Tom? FaceTime right. Tom. FaceTime Tom. You know? But like, I want it to be that comfortable so they know that there's nothing going on when I am gone for months and months on end.
Right, right.
You
right.
know? So I've always had that in my relationship. And I think that's because I probably would want that in return. I never get that in return.
Right.
But I would.
Right. When you dated an actor, I don't know if I'd want to know. Like, I haven't dated an actor in so long. Like, I don't, when Kobe used to like play someone's boyfriend, you know, on a show, like I didn't really want to know like if he's got kissing scenes or if he's got a sex scene, or I was just like, yeah. I don't really want to be thinking about it.
Yeah. But I see, I'm right there with you, which is like contradictory, but it's also, we've just never been in that position. I don't want to date an actor because
right.
I know I can't handle it.
Right.
So, but like, you know, it's a really tough decision. And I think that's why I'm so open and honest. Like, this is my life. Can you handle it or can't you?
Right.
So I really need someone that can handle it and be right. supportive, because right. I don't want to go through my work days feeling like fucking shit.
Right.
Where I've had to, and I've tried it and it just don't work.
You don't want to be not able to show up for your job because you've got some yeah. insecure asshole at home that's worried about you kissing closed mouth to some dude that's married with three kids anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, it really is. And I'm super respectful. Like, I'm super respectful. Like, when anybody says, like, I worked with someone, the best man, and everybody would always say, they're like, you guys got great chemistry. Oh my God, you guys got great chemistry. And I'm like, thank you. Like, that's really great. But also, like, what?
Like, right.
You know, chemistry can be perceived as something.
Right, that it's not.
You know, that yeah. it's not.
Right.
You got to be super careful about saying that stuff. And, you know, he's married, has so many kids. And right. I remember when his wife came on set, she knows what I've got to do with her husband.
Right.
Like, she knows. So I make sure that I am like, I want you to know. Like, I ain't flirting with your man. I ain't doing any fucking weird ass fucking actressy bullshit.
Right.
Like, getting any feed off of anything. Like, right. I am like that person with, even when it comes to like other spouses. I'm like, I need you to know I'm a bro. I'm broing hard.
I've only had one. I've only done one like sort of sex scene that I can remember. Mm-hmm. And it was with, I mean, I've had scenes, but like the one that stands out in my mind was, I forget what the name of the damn movie is, but it was with my friend Jason London. Mm-hmm. And I've known Jason for a million years. Like, for literally, like, we did Poor White Trash together, a movie that I did when I was 20, and I've known him from way before then. Anyway, so I had this scene with him, which actually made it really it was the first time that I had a sex scene with someone that had been a friend of mine.
Can we talk about this?
Didn't we talk about it?
No, can know. We?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not talking about work. I'm talking about sex scenes.
Okay, cool.
And like real life stuff. And she came. His wife at the time came to set during our sex scene and sat.
Oh yeah, you said
and
that.
Watched.
Yeah, yeah. I was like,
that's. I mean, they're divorced probably now. Old she fucked me. Around on him.
But. I'm sorry. Would old SLA fucking crazy ass Danielle, would you have done that?
Hell no.
I probably would have.
Really?
Yeah. If he invited me, yeah. Fucking crazy ass.
I was never like, I've never been like a jealous person or controlling or territorial or any of that stuff. So I've always lived under the guise of like, You're going to do it. I'm going to find out about it at some point and I'll just leave. So, you can't not find out about stuff.
I think because I'm so gullible. That's why I was a jealous person. Because they could be fucking
you
so
didn't
many
trust
people
yourself.
And I wouldn't know. And then I find out like 2 years later, I'm like, how many?
Really?
Fuck me, man. I'm too trusting.
I only know, the only one that I don't know about if they cheated on me or not was Kobe. I know that Brian, my boyfriend before him, cheated on me because I caught him. I found out. And then I know my first boyfriend, Jeff, cheated on me because I caught him. And then he told me. But I don't know if Kobe ever did. I thought he might have because I caught him one time on Facebook calling someone that was like styling him for when he would go out and do his like shows on his band or whatever. She was like some chick that he worked with on wardrobe on some show. And then she's like, I'd love to style you for your shows, blah, 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 blah. And then I remember seeing him call her. It's funny how I still remember this after 16 years.
Those things stick with you. Those
mistress. With you. He messaged her. Hello, my mistress of the web was a message
what
that he sent her on Facebook.
Nah, bruh. Nah. What are you doing?
I know. And I was like, no. Yeah. And it was like, I happened to just like see it. Like I don't go looking for shit because I just don't.
But that's
whatever.
Feeding something like that's why do people not think that that behavior is wrong? Like that's feeding something.
Unless something was already going on.
Yeah. You're being flirty.
I would never call someone would never have a reason to call me their mistress of the web. Like,
no.
What does that even mean?
No. That means he's
sexting on the internet kind of thing.
Yes. Oh. Yes. It's like you're my mistress behind the screen. Like, you know, like that sort of vibe. That's weird. I mean, she probably fucking slid in and said something weird. And
probably.
So he's just
I'm sure.
fed into it. You know, guys are easy to feed into that stuff. I mean, fucking women are too. We're both. We're all easy to feed into that shit. It's just like, when you are comfortable in your relationship and comfortable with yourself, do you know right from wrong?
And it's also having respect.
I shouldn't do this.
Like, I think if you respect your person, like I can smell that shit coming a mile away when it's even before it even starts from other people. And it doesn't happen very often, but once in a blue moon, I'm like, I don't think that's appropriate or wherever they might be going with that. Feels weird and I don't know why and I could be reading into it, but I'm just gonna not acknowledge that comment or not acknowledge that message or whatever, which really hasn't been. Like a director messaged me a couple weeks ago and it was funny because I was talking to another actress friend of mine about the same director and we had done a movie with him and she was saying to me, I'll tell you who it is after. She was saying to me, do you find it weird that does he ever message you like late at night randomly? I was like, no, what do you mean? He messages you late at night randomly? And she's like, yeah. Like, I go, how late? She's like, I don't know, like 11 at night, or which is like 1 in the morning his time. And
like
he'll be like,
what? Like, are you up?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And he's married with kids and lives in another state. And she's married with kids and lives in another state. So, and they only work together for a day on a movie that I like introduced them, like got her on. So, it was just odd. I was like, no, he never does that to me. And then literally like, and I did this movie years ago and like maybe 2 weeks ago, I got a random message at like 11 something going like, how are ya? And I didn't respond, but I was
maybe
like, that's
just bored.
Weird.
He's
well, that's
bored.
What I think. I think he's a little doofy. So I think he's like, he might just be like, oh, I have nothing going on. Well, maybe they, you know, let me just check in and see what they're doing.
Yeah.
I don't know. But either way, I just don't think you should be texting anybody at 11 o'clock at night. When I know that it's 1 o'clock in the morning your time, I'm not texting anybody at 11 o'clock at night unless it's you and it's some crazy bullshit.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I just chased a lizard around my my den, a baby lizard, for the last half an hour. And I can't, I don't know where he's so tiny. He's like this big.
He's a baby.
He's like just born. He's like clear. He literally looks
Jagger
like he's clear.
Jagger and Carter probably brought him in and you have
probably.
No idea.
Most likely. I'm like, dude.
And they're like, wait, we put the lizard in the box. Where's the lizard?
Well, you know, we have a bearded dragon now. So Yoshi. So the beardy is in Carter's room. So when you come to stay next time, you'll be sleeping with the beardy.
Oh, how cute. Is Carter like taking care of him?
Of course not.
Being responsible? Oh.
No. But it was great because it just shows David that we are not able to have a dog yet. I'm like, he doesn't care. It was a year of talking about this fucking lizard. Finally got the lizard. He's like, oh yeah. Wait, did you feed him yesterday, mom? Like, it's like that. Yeah, of course.
Does he play with him?
He's a baby, so he'll take him out and he'll like pet him, give him a bath and stuff. And he wants to be more hands-on, but he just kind of forgets about him.
Yeah.
But David and I spend more time with him. I walk around with him on my shoulder and feed him his giant roaches and everything.
Wait,
I just fed
him
roaches this morning. Oh my God. You want me to go get him? Really? Okay, talk. Why don't you read a question and I'll go grab him. He's just been fed. He's fat as fuck right now. He eats giant roaches. And then I have to choose which roaches are going to be, it's going to be their death day. Like I have to open the container of roaches. They're all alive, you know, and pull out the beetles and like pick which one. And then I'm like, the one that tries to get away the hardest, like, do I let that one go because he tried really hard to get away and I don't want to like make him not succeed at hiding?
I'm actually going to talk about Burning Man stuff while you're away.
Okay, good.
I couldn't do that. I don't think I could do that.
I'm going to go get Yoshi. I'll be right back.
Okay. Hi, guys. Okay, so Burning Man is coming up for me and Tom. It is literally Danielle and I go to Colorado Springs for a weekend and then I get back that night, and the next morning at 3 a.m. is when Tom and I need to leave. And I was finding these books that I have to go to. And if you guys are ever looking for something to like recharge you spiritually or just to add a little bit of fun in your life, I recommend Burning Man because it is a, and I say this all the time, it is a journey for everyone. Everyone's journey is different. So you're given a booklet. And this booklet has Monday through Sunday events and things that are happening at different camps. And I mean, a lot of these resources are people that do this in normal life, but they're just offering their services for free. And this one place that I really, really love, oh my God, look at that baby. What a cutie, you guys. You have to join our Patreon to see this little nugget. Oh my God.
Say hi, Yoshi.
Oh my, he's like, who is that bitch?
Isn't he cute?
He is so cute.
He's just like, he's what a little like, what? Who is
baby.
That? Oh, he's trying to get away. He's like, fuck you.
Oh
bitches.
My God. So nice to meet you.
I mean, I'm going to get a leash for him and stuff. So, like, when he gets bigger, I can, like, take him out and walk him and all that stuff. But I'm hoping that he'll just, like, hang out and watch TV with me. Because they, like, sit on your shoulder and, like, cuddle and they'll take a bath.
Does he poop and pee on you?
Not that I'm aware of, but probably.
I hear
put him back in his cage.
The pee is really, like, very subtle. So you probably have been pissed on. You have no idea.
I'm sure he's peed on me a million times. I don't. I want to get to a point where like I can carry him on my shoulder and like vac, like clean the house. Like that's the goal. And I'll be right back. Keep talking.
She is the lizard queen. Okay, so this camp. So last year, I'll just read some of the circled ones. Breathing, cool, cold exposure, and mindset. We go deeply with a profound, powerful, yet simple breathing session. We use cold water immersion to reset your mind, body, and free your soul. There's tons of classes, and these are going on from morning and night. Rebirth ceremony, orgasmic embodiment. The body tells a story. Happy baby yoga. Acro fundamentals. Letting go, making friends with grief, So I did go to this one. We safely explore the human experience of grief and learn skills for addressing loss while expanding capacity for grieving and letting go. So it's like a class. They even have musicians and NFTs, guys. Tantrums RS. Feeling stuck, pissed off, not sure. Learn strategies for anger release and let your inner toddler run free. Safe expression is medicine. Introduction to energy sex. Ooh. Connect with your unlimited erotic power. Increase your sense of spiritual peace and sensual ease into your mind and body. So, I mean, so these classes are going from morning and night, and they're all different, and Tom and I, like, loved it. Like, men worshiping women. Space for women to receive cuddling words of affirmation.
Oh, my God. One-sided touch massages. Get away from me. By people that you don't know?
Well, some are like that, some are not. It just depends on what you want. Like, I did the orgasmic one when I wasn't with Tom.
I mean, I wonder how many, like, sexual harassment suits have been filed after Burning Man.
It's a consent space. Like, if you were to go into something like that, it's very, like, you have to, like, go through these steps of, like,
what are
asking,
the rules, like, of, like, someone that takes it too far? I mean, I'm sure, like, it could happen, right?
I don't think this is the type of space and people, like, to do that. I'm not sure. I think if there ever was, I mean, there's police,
right?
There's police there. There's medics. Like, I'm assuming if something was to happen, someone can go and, you know, report them or whatever. But I haven't heard of anything like that happening.
We're recording on the day that the storm had just hit California.
Dude.
So what was that like last night?
Like heavy rainfall.
That was it. Yeah. Oh, well, my God. They're making Hurricane, it a bigger deal?
Hurricane Hillary, well, it was a stage 5. So it was coming at us as a stage 5. But then she kind of drifted. And some spots got hit worse. Like Dodger Stadium, the parking lot was flooded. Like Los Feliz. Because I think like the drainage up there is just no bueno. Yeah. So like that whole thing flooded. Our sidewalks, I mean, the water was up to our sidewalks, like covering our sidewalks.
But, like, but that's just buildings because that weren't like damaged from wind and like windows broke. It wasn't like hurricane.
I think a couple of things like fell here and there around Los Angeles County. But like I said, she was coming straight towards us, but then she pivoted and she went kind of like up Malibu, that area. Like she split in half is what happened.
Okay.
She was supposed to be coming solid. Okay, and then she so like kind of,
if she'd stayed together, then it would have been a different story.
So it was like one was going to Malibu. So I don't know what happened in Malibu with the waters, like, you know, with the water.
And then you guys had an earthquake. Right. Did you feel the earthquake?
Yeah, I was holding Gabrielle's baby. So I went over to go see Gabrielle and meet her little baby. Stone. Nice. It's so cute. So I was holding and Gabrielle was sitting. She's like, "She fucking feel that?" But Ojai got like 6 earthquakes. Like,
oh my, I gotta call my friend Kimberly and see.
I know, I need to call my friend Rox.
What's going on up there? Yeah. Okay, so how old is Gabby's baby now?
I think a week and 2 days. Week and 2 days now.
Oh my gosh! So she's not going to be a crazy mom then.
No, she seems like she's done this before. It's crazy. Like it's so like she's like a natural. Together. Yeah. She's so well, it's also he's super easy.
Well,
like very easy. So they're like not losing like crazy amounts of sleep. I mean, they're having to get up every 3 hours to feed him, but like he's not crying like crazy. Like even when I was there, he cried like he had a little fuss for like a second. And that was it. Like, he's, like, the chillest baby. And seeing Tay, like, he,
oh,
like
yeah,
you know,
because sure.
He's already done it before. But, yeah, I mean, she's, like, a natural man. But I knew she was.
Because I would not let anybody around either one of my kids before they had their first vaccinations.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no. I think it's, like, four weeks or 3 weeks or something like that. I was, like, nobody could be around.
Maybe it has been 2 weeks, but still.
But yeah, still.
No, but she did like the hand sanitizer and stuff. Of course, like of she did all that sort of stuff. But
that's good. Yeah. That's good.
Watching
that
Tom hold the baby was hilarious.
Was he like, how do
Tom
I do
was
this?
Just like, And then at one point, I was like, okay, I'm going to take my baby. Because it was getting, like, you know, Stone was getting hot. Because right. We were just like all like over here. And Tom was like, okay, good. Because I could not move the entire time.
You like, can't break them. Babies bounce when you drop them. He knows that, right? Babies bounce. You'll be fine.
That's crazy. No. But she told me the whole birth thing. I mean, I don't want to talk about it here because I'm sure she's going to like. But yeah, it seemed like everything went smooth and good. Great. And she's like loving it. And I don't know if I said that we found out that Tom's sister is having a boy as well.
Oh, good. Yeah. I did not know. Fantastic.
So we're going to have so many little baby boys at the wedding. It's going to be hilarious.
Good. Yeah. She felt like she was like. The energy was like she'd have a boy. I don't know why.
Apparently, you're more sick when you have a boy. I thought it was a girl.
I wasn't.
It's like a boy.
I think it just depends.
My God.
It just depends.
But I definitely was having baby fever. Oh, yeah. 100%. 100%.
Because you're getting closer to that time, you know?
I know. I fucking hope my pregnancy is chill. I really do. I hope
it's so scary
calm.
That that's like the one. It's like. It's a very good reminder for people that are used to being in control or trying to control things in their life that this is something that you just can't control. The journey is, it just is never seems to be the way you think it's going to be for whatever reason. And hopefully it is everything you think it's going to be. I mean, that's the goal, right? But I always say like, it's not your birth story. It's your baby's birth story. So, you know, you can have these ideas about what you want it to be like or what's going to happen. And it just... Your baby does what the baby wants to do, and whatever's supposed to happen just sort of happens.
Yeah.
So all you can do is be prepared to pivot and go whichever way the wind blows.
Yeah, and I guess to be like my stuff is like, what do you buy? What do you have to get? Like
I'm
like,
shit,
oh my
girl.
God! Like,
you
have to, like,
I got you. You know how many people I've done that for so many of my girlfriends.
Shit.
Oh my God, it's so easy.
So like, you have to buy all this shit to make sure, like, you know. And I guess like Tay was like, we don't need that.
They make you think you need all this shit, but then
he noticed like when they did have the baby, it, like everything that they needed. Gabrielle was like, see.
Got
there it.
She has the snoo, right? Because I had asked you, she has the snoo for the baby.
Yeah.
That was like a lifesaver. But
it's like $1,600.
Yeah. Well, okay. First of all, you can buy them used because I sold mine on Facebook Marketplace.
Keeping theirs in the family. Used. I already thought about being like, hi, so.
But I mean, in the family, like, for what? Like, because if they have another baby, you mean?
I think like keep it close to like friends so it can like, I think she's planning on like having a big family.
Oh, good. She can always give it and give it back. Like Carter loved his snoo. Jagger, I couldn't get him in it.
What is that?
So snoo's basically, so it's a swaddle bassinet. So the swaddle is connected to what are the smart technology to the sides of the bassinet, and the bassinet moves steadily, so it rocks the baby from side to side. It also has like a vibration, so it feels like it's in the womb essentially. But when the baby cries, it makes it go faster, and you can set it with your phone how fast you want it to rock the baby. So Carter liked to be bounced pretty roughly when he was like emotional, like that calmed him down. You know, some babies like to be like their butt patted or whatever. So when Carter would cry in the middle of the night, it would, you know, he'd wake up screaming and it would just start to move. It would slowly start to move and then move a little faster and a little faster. And once the baby would calm down, it would slow down. So I didn't have to get up as much in the middle of the night. I mean, I had the snoo next to me against the bed anyway, so I can look. But I didn't have to get up and take him out all the time. I can keep him wrapped in the swaddle and keep him in the bassinet essentially, and the bassinet would rock him back to sleep. So it saved many, many hours. Now Jagger, I couldn't swaddle him worth a shit. Like, he didn't want to be tied down. He would like, but Carter would like, and Jagger too would like, his little hand would like pop out of the top. Like he was like rising from the dead. You know, he'd be like, get me out of here. But he never liked to be put down, where Carter was like, put me on a pillow and pop on Housewives, Mom, I'm good to go. So, you know, they're just different. So you never know. But I love that thing. It was like the one thing we were like, went to a baby show and like saw the new products or whatever. And we were like, that was one that I had to have. And there's something called a Duna that's like a, which I'll definitely recommend. And you should get it too. Again, buy it on Facebook Marketplace, because they're only in them for like a year. I used to have it where I would take Jagger from the car seat and it automatically turned into a stroller. Like push the button and the handle car seat, like the wheels pop out from underneath it, so you don't ever have to take the baby out and put him on something else. Because it's great for like travel and airplane, because you can use it as a car seat.
What about traveling?
That's what uses a car seat, because like in New York City, you're like, so I have to carry a car seat if I want to go anywhere? Like, how do you do that? So you're like, well, I can't get in a taxi without a car seat, or an Uber without a car seat. So how do I do this? The first time, I think I had Carter in like the wrap around me, you know, like the hug, whatever, the up baby or whatever they're called, the thing that you wear. And then I found the fucking baby Duna thing and was like, dude, I could just check this on the airplane and then put him in it, gate check it. You put him in it right when you come off the plane. It's a stroller, and then the wheels go up and it goes right into a car and straps him like a car seat. It's genius. It's fucking genius. But they're like another like $800. But again, I sold mine for like $300. I had it for a year. It's brand new. It's fabulous.
Yeah.
So, it's crazy. That kind of stuff that you're like, there's certain things that you're like, you don't need that. You don't need that. You don't need that. That seems like you is out of control and you don't need that. But bitch, you need that.
You need it. Yeah.
You need that shit. So I will help you with all of that stuff.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
It's my favorite part.
I mean, the plan is hopefully to have a baby like, within like the end of next year.
So you're going to start trying how soon after you get married?
Probably that night.
Yeah. Okay. Good. You should.
It ain't gonna happen for a while, but
You never know. But what a romantic story that'd be to like.
And honestly, it depends, because there's a lot of stuff happening in my life with the entertainment world and career pivoting a bit. So I'm like, I just got to see where this goes. Like us making movies, directing. Like I just got to see like what's happening.
Yeah.
If this is like something I need to explore for a couple years before I have a baby.
I feel I'm so conflicted about that.
Really?
Because I was in the same position, which is why I didn't get married.
Yeah. But I'm 35, you know?
Yeah.
So I think if I still had a kid like 37, 38, I think I'd be okay still. Like I'm still pretty young.
You're not. You tell any doctor that you're still pretty young at 37, 38 to have a baby, they're going to be like, you need to recheck. You need to rethink about that.
I just can't imagine being pregnant and like directing.
And so is life. Like,
I guess. Yeah.
Who cares?
Maybe I could be that mom.
You may have to choose between waiting. I waited so long that I got married at 36. I started to try to get pregnant. I mean, I started that night, Or was I 37? I think I was 37. And, I had to do IVF because I fucking was too old.
Yeah,
like it just didn't happen. It wasn't as easy for me as I thought. And I thought, I'm young. But it's like over 35, your chances are automatically
I also
like,
think I'm a lot like Gabrielle. Like Gabrielle was like already like working like the day after she got home from the baby. So I feel like I would be equally like that. And I think Tom would be super supportive. And I think we would make it work. So I don't think that would stop me.
No, just live your life and do whatever happens. And you're never going to be prepared or ready and when you're trying is when it doesn't happen. You know what I mean? Like whatever. Life is going to, it's probably already planned out for you and you just. You think you're in control of it and you're not, and it just happens.
What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology, now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with a city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the Southside Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, the Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, the Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
Oh, man.
You need to make our decisions along the way. But life is going to happen.
Next year is
going to
be a doozy, ain't it?
It is.
It's going to be a weird one. I can
it's gonna
already
be great.
Feel
There's
it.
So
already
many
feel
new
it.
Things
feel
coming
it.
Your way. You know,
I know. I feel it. I feel it. A drift in. I feel
it. Is it exciting?
It's very exciting, but fucking terrifying. Like terrifying. But
it's so good. It's so good for you. You're right at that phase.
Okay. Yeah. So we got a lot of questions.
Yes.
So it's question time and dirty time.
Let me just tell you real quick. I went to Snoop Dogg.
Oh yeah, how was it?
I had the fucking best time.
I bet. I could imagine
all,
you there.
Everybody that was there was over 40.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
I was like, this is like, and it was like a bunch of fucking moms dropping it like it was hot.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, and I was looking around going, am I like, did we have the best music or do I just love this music because this is what I like grew up with, you know, is this my jam? Like, do younger kids think that music is still dope? Like, do they know how dope Snoop is, or is Snoop just dope because I grew up because Snoop is fucking dope? But Snoop is fucking dope. Like, you can't argue. Like, if you would hear,
but I think if you went and talked to a child, they wouldn't, they'd be like, yeah, okay. Yeah. Snoop Dogg.
Oh my god! It's like, bitch, do you know how many fucking songs he's done? Like, I just couldn't believe it. But it's like going to like a club, you know? I mean, yeah. It literally was like, it's not like a concert; it's a fucking club because they only play like little bits. They had strippers on stage, strippers, dancers, like on poles and shit. And I was like,
did he have a giant blunt?
Oh yeah, they smoked the whole show. But he had these strippers that were fucking stunning and curvy and sexy and sick dancers, and I was like, are they strippers who turned dancers, or were they dancers who learned how to be the strippers? Because that pole dancing is a very specific style, you know. And then I was like, wow, I really had another like age like moment of wow, everyone around here is old and I'm in that group now. And could I looked at David, I was like, what's the window for my body to continue to look like that? Or to, can I get it to look like that before? When is it too late for
it's
me
never
to
too
not
late.
Be able?
Have you not seen these old
some,
women? Have you not seen
but,
these old fucking women getting like tone,
yeah,
toned
but
up?
Their skin is still saggy and they still look older. Like, when do you start looking like you're too, and you know, we talked about that like on our last show, like, are you too old to wear certain things when you're
a mom, or when you're this or you're that?
And I'm like, what do you mean? Are you allowed to wear that when you're a mom or what? So I had that because we talked about that. I had that watching these women in like thongs and garters and bras and hooker heels. And I was like, I have all that shit in my closet. When is it too old for me to dance on a pole like that? Could I get up there and do that in front of people and feel
I don't
as
think
sexy?
Age. I think we're in a different day and age that like it don't matter. It doesn't matter how old you are. I don't think people are judging us anymore as much as we think, like when it comes to that sort of stuff. I think it's more encouraged now, you know? And I think it shows like the younger generation too. Like, you can fucking do it until you're like 91, like 100, until you die.
Right.
Like, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to look like, whatever you want to be, you can do it. You can accomplish
it. But you know,
when
you see like older folks dance, they always dance like a beat off. You know what I'm talking about?
I know, bro, I'm fucking feeling it in my hips right now. Like, I'm like, this is the first time that my body is starting to hurt. But this is my first one. I haven't had this. I know y'all have had this, you know.
Yeah.
But like, this is my first injury that I can't heal quickly that I normally was. So I'm hitting that moment, but in different ways.
Right. Where you're like, this is scary.
So it's scary. So I just, I mean, I know it's going to like, you're not even going to know it. You're not even to know that it's going to hit you that your like rhythm is off and like. It's...
Well, that's what I think. I think I'm in that moment right now where I'm like.
Are you?
I think I teetered. I crossed something where I'm like, okay, I just feel like something shifted, and I don't know. Again, we talked about this again.
Can
like,
you
is
not
it because I
the
live
beat?
In Texas?
I don't understand.
Like, I mean, I am, but like. Is it? Am I
Wait,
able to dance
right
like them?
Get up right
Shut
now.
Up.
I'll give you a beat. Let's see. Let's see if you still got it.
No. I'm like, bust
I'll,
out
I'll
my
pole. I'll find out at my wedding.
Yeah,
I'll
exactly.
Be like, Danielle,
I'll
you're,
be the one like
off.
Scrubbing the ground to Uncle Luke
you're
or shit
off.
Like that. But
you're
but I went out. It was Jana's birthday yesterday. And we went, my neighbor, and we went to like, I had a girls' day at the pool over at the, at a hotel. And there was five of us. We got like a cabana and sat in the pool all day and drank. And nice. It was just so interesting being around like Texas women with like a bunch of kids and who had their kids when they were, you know, 20 or whatever. And their kids are all, you know what I mean? And like just sort of small town thinking and life. And that it was so, I was so tripped out because they're like, they like sports and all that. Like I never had any of that stuff growing up. So I was never in like, you know, like you were like homeschooled or on set or so like, I don't have that. I don't, my mother never like had to take me to a dance. Or, you know what I mean? Like never, you know, went to, I didn't have like a softball game or an event that she was at. She never went to school and was like on the PTA or any
maybe
of that
that's
shit.
Why, maybe it now is not so odd that our parents live through us.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, because, you know, their upbringing, they never had it. So they're like, I want to give this to my kid. Like, you got to do this, you know, so maybe.
I guess.
You might do that through Carter and Jagger a bit.
But it's like they were talking yesterday about how people here, it's like Friday Night Lights, the adults base themselves on like what sports their kids are at or like
so
what
weird.
Level their kids are in their sports, you know, like if they're going to, like if they're pro this or they're going to go that or they're being scouted by this one or whatever, where I'm like, I don't give a fuck about any of that stuff. Like,
did you say that?
Yeah. I mean, they weren't talking about their kids, but it's like other kids' moms are all about like, that's their identity. Like my son, this, or my son's on that, or my daughter's in this or da, 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 or whatever. Like they have to be the best at everything when your kids are not aware that you're like, they don't really care if you're like stapling papers at home for as a teacher's assistant. Like they don't give a shit about that stuff. So it's about spending the time with them. But I think I was like, that doesn't even ring true to like, I can't imagine thinking that I would base my worth on what kind of what or who my child was becoming.
Do you think that your mother did when it came to your career?
I guess.
So that's probably why.
But that's weird. Like you're successful enough within yourself to not need an external being to give you your worth.
Yeah. No. This seems exhausting.
For who? For both.
For both.
More for the child.
And I think that's so much pressure to put on a kid. Like, I felt that too. Like, even when I was like, you know, like I told you, like my mom, like dance and stuff. It was like I would get in trouble because
dude,
I wasn't
ran away
as good
from
as
home.
The other kids. I know.
I mean, shouldn't that have been a sign that maybe it was not healthy for you as a child to be pushed into doing what would make you run away as a child? Like,
I don't want to do this anymore.
I mean, if your child said to you, like, mom, I don't want, I like, if your kid
That's
runs
the thing,
away.
Is like, if your child shouldn't feel scared going, I don't want to do this anymore. And it should be okay. Like, I see a lot of parents that's not okay. And I was, like, actually talking to Tom a while back about, like, what's healthy of going, well, no, you're going to give it a try. Or, okay, we won't do it anymore. I think if you allow that sort of thing, like, if it's just, like, we can drop it anytime.
Right.
Then they're just going to drop everything in life.
Yeah, my mom always said to me, whenever acting doesn't become fun, I'll, you know, actually, that's not what she said. She said something like, if you ever get a big head, I'll pull you out of the business so fucking fast your head will spin. That's actually what she said to me. Under the guise of, if it's ever not fun for you, you don't have to do it anymore. You know what I mean? But it was like, no, you'll keep doing it.
I'm sorry.
And if you ever have a bad attitude, then you won't do it anymore.
I don't know if I ever got like that. I think I just was too scared to say I don't want to do this because I mean, if I was getting in trouble because I was not doing it correctly, I couldn't imagine seeing.
You don't want to do it at all.
I don't want to do it at all.
There is a difference, though. It's hard to know whether or not your kids are just being lazy little shits, mm-hmm. or if they have talent that you're helping them. You know,
yeah. I think there's a medium. There's a fine line that you got to meet.
Maybe
but it's
you just
hard.
Have to like listen to your kids and like really feel it out.
It's hard being a fucking parent. It's hard. It is hard. I've lived with so many moms and dads, and I see it. I see the struggle. I'm like, that's fucking hard.
It is hard, but your intuition is usually right. Like, you'll know what your as a mom, but that is if you're connected and you're bonded to your child, and it doesn't always happen, you know?
Yeah.
So maybe it's a 50-50 shot that a mom actually is able to connect with their baby. So I don't know what the odds are, but if you don't have that connection, then I'm pretty sure... You know, and this was your stepmom, too, that was pushing you, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, my dad was, too. Like, my dad was, too.
But different than a mom. A mom is different, though.
I mean, but it was also, like, my dad, you know, my dad just agreed with everything that my mom said. But he also made it seem like probably really rough with my mom. Because my mom was probably like, it makes it look like it's just me and you're just going to do what your mom says.
Right.
You need to like, you know, so I don't know. I just got, my mom is saying this and my dad's agreeing with her.
But that's how most relationships are, unfortunately.
Exactly.
Like the woman's usually the boss, unfortunately, or the other way around. Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
I wasn't afraid of my dad. That's all I know.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah. I was afraid of my mom, but it must suck. Like being I was even talking to Tom. I'm like, who is it going to be? Me or you? Like, who's going to be the stricter one? And it seems like
you will be.
Might be me.
Yeah, you will be.
And I'm like, that's fucking shitty.
you're the mom.
But then there's some things that Tom that is like a little bit more strict. And I'm like, no. I'm like, we're chill. What are you talking about? So I don't know. Maybe balance there.
Would you think David or I would be the more disciplinarian between our children? Would you think I would be as like chill as I am with the way
no.
the kids are?
No.
Knowing me, I would never think that I would be this way with my kids.
Yeah. I'm shocked by that.
So you just don't, like, you never know.
Yeah. You never know. I don't, but I know because I work with kids all the time. And I have a special skill with children. I don't know what it is, but they also like listen to me. I'm not
Cause,
like
because you're not their mom.
Yeah, but there's a thing like I don't know what it is. Like there's a thing where I can find the balance of discipline, but in a way that you still love me.
Yeah,
and you can come to me, but no, or I'll fucking kill you.
Yeah. No, it's true. When I yell, you know? My kids' butts fucking pucker. Like,
yeah,
they're like,
but
whoa.
They still know that you love them.
Of
love
course.
Them.
Well, they have.
They
usually
they
ask.
Love you so much.
I'm
yeah.
sorry. Do you still love me? Do you forgive
okay,
me?
Okay, I think we have time for one question.
Fantastic.
Pick one.
Let me see. I'll read one and you read one. How we'll do two.
I don't think we'll have time.
Yeah, we have like 5 minutes. I mean, we could do whatever.
Depends. It depends.
We
also
could do a 3-hour fucking
well,
rumble.
I have
we
to
just,
leave to my
you know,
chiropractor
leaving, right?
Speaking of my body. falling apart.
Okay, this one just came in today, so I'm just going to read. I'm just going to read this one because it just came in today. I haven't not read it, so you know, we like to just pull things out of our hats.
Asses.
AKA asses. Hi, Danielle and Scout. First off, I'd like to say that I've been listening to the podcast since day one, and I've learned some valuable things about myself that I wouldn't have otherwise known had it not been for this and for that. Thank you both so much. The question. I've been kind of sort of talking to someone for well over a year. We've actually been friends for many years now, but only recently has blossomed into something more. I recently found out through a friend of a friend that he's currently in an open relationship with someone else. And he failed to tell me. In a perfect world, one would mention that beforehand. And normally I'd be okay with this. But since he failed to disclose this, I feel blindsided and I really don't know what to think of it. I'm trying to figure out a healthy way of approaching the subject rather than my usual what in the fucking fuck. Because I am a Taurus with Scorpio traits and that I'm sometimes proof that you never poke the bull.
Mm-hmm.
It's poke the bear. I am also
but a bull because he's a Taurus.
I'm also someone who is big into communicating and setting boundaries for myself when it is absolutely necessary. So had he said something in advance, I would I know I would not feel this way. Please, if you have any advice you'd like to give on how to respond to this, please share it, because I'm just kind of at a crossroads and confused, curious, and extremely disappointed. Thank you both so very much, and keep up the amazing work. This is from a man, by the way. Well, you've been kind of talking to someone for well over a year. They've been friends for many years now. So how have you been friends for so many years and only found out through a friend of a friend that this person's in a relationship with somebody else? What kind of relationship do you guys have that these things don't come up for conversation if you've been friends? What are you talking about? Or is this a strictly a sexual thing? This sounds like
maybe it was a sexual thing. More of a acquaintance, then turned into a friend because they got together.
But you pretty much know fairly quickly if a friend of yours is in a relationship.
I wonder if they already knew that this tendency that he had this tendency. But, huh. Yeah, that's a little strange. I think you would know that your friend has open relationships or likes to do that.
And I think I'm trying to figure out a healthy way of approaching the subject.
I don't think there's a healthy way. Just bringing it up. Just bringing it up in a way that is not like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that is the actual healthy way. Just by saying, hey,
I've heard this.
And I know we've been connecting. Mm-hmm. So I just want to hear what's going on.
Don't let your temper and your stern nature as a Taurus. I am dating and marrying a Taurus and Scorpio. You got Scorpio in you. Just don't get heated. Just like keep it natural and just like you need to know the facts and the truth and explain to him how that makes you feel.
Why is it his business to know what the other person's relationship status is until they're in a monogamous relationship?
Like yeah, if they're just seeing each other for a year,
kind of sort of talking. Until you are,
I guess, then you need to
say
that you want to be, that you thought that this was going in a. I mean, right. he obviously thought and got the feeling that this was going to go into a more serious matter relationship, and to then find out that he's also doing this with someone else. I mean, yeah, I would have questions. That's like a big red flag. Especially if you had no idea that this person likes open relationships. I don't know how you didn't know, but like, that's nuts. That's crazy.
I mean, I hooked up with someone who was in an open relationship.
Did you know?
I can't remember if I knew before or after.
Usually, you know, usually that's something that's said. Like a friend of mine was seeing this person for like, I think months. I think like a couple of months. And then the person finally said, hey, I have a partner, but we're in an open relationship, but he lives in New York. That's something you say before my fucking dick or vagina is
I feel
yours.
Like I found I feel like I found out about it. Like I thought he might have. I don't remember. I feel like I found out about, I knew like the specifics of it after, like I remember after one night of him, and we hung out a lot, like after one night of him coming over to hang out, and then he was like annoyed about something that happened sexually, was like a scratch or something, and he kind of freaked out because he had to go home to his girlfriend. But that was the last time we were ever together, because that freaked me out. So I think we started off without knowing, and then knew that he was in a relationship, and then I was kind of like, well, are they going to stay together? Like, what's going on? If this is okay with her, do they talk about it? But I mean, he never told me, like, before we were fucking, if he was living with his girlfriend.
I think that's something that you need to say.
You need to have a conversation
Needs to be a conversation. Like, I even, like, this one guy, like, before he even kissed me, he was like, hey, I'm in an open relationship. I have a girl. And at that point, I was like, whatever. Still, like, you should make the decision
whether or not you want to pursue something, if that's okay with you. Because it may work for you guys, but if you're obviously like, what the fuck? But if this is someone that's been leading you on and you've been talking to and being having intimate conversations with and or sexual relationships with, and they are with another person, that is absolutely not okay. Mm-hmm. You do need to know who you're if you're intimate in any way, emotional or physical, you need to know what's going on with the other person.
Yeah. And also, you know, like, I don't know, like, you have to give that person the opportunity to go, am I okay being sexually active with someone that is sexually active with other people.
And maybe he's actually not in an open relationship.
Yeah.
Maybe this is all bullshit.
That's also,
and it's an
what
ex that
possibly
thinks they're still together and mm-hmm. is thinking that they may be cheating on them. Like, you just don't know what the actual truth is until you hear it from the horse's mouth.
Yeah, and hopefully he doesn't lie. I'm what do you mean? What are you talking about?
Well, let us know, by the way, yeah. if you're listening to this. I'm
good
dying
luck,
to know.
But just go
just
into it.
Just ask.
Ask and just be as open as you can be. Don't get heated. Don't go in with your guns blazing.
No,
because
you
if
can
you're
be
upset,
honest too.
It's okay
be
to be upset. But just yeah. tell him in a way that's not like, you know,
you
but
say,
it depends
you,
on
right.
how he acts. If he right. acts like whatever, then like, bye. Bye, Felicia. Bye.
I mean, give him the benefit of the doubt and ask him and let him tell you. And then you can say, you know what, dude?
That's
I think
okay.
we're done. We're yeah. I'm not okay with it. You know, I wish you the best, but I'm not. I'm
and
not,
tell
I'm not
him.
Okay with
tell
it.
Him. I it was not okay that you didn't tell me about it before we became anything. Like, it's not okay with me. Like, you need to be more open and honest before you engage with someone emotionally or physically.
And now, next time, you know, ask the question yeah. first. Are you
but like,
are you
fuck,
dating
you,
anybody
you,
else?
You're supposed to ask everyone, hi, are you dating anyone else? Hi, are you dating anyone else? I can imagine that. It's just, that's the fucking person's responsibility to tell you.
To tell you. Yeah, I guess you just
it's
assume
your
if you're hitting me up and you're dating me that you're not
Bro,
dating anybody else. Well, that's not true. Like, yeah. haven't you dated people and then you're like... I mean, I've always, until I was in like a relationship, I always dated multiple people at the same time. And they always knew like I'm dating other people. Like
but
we're not in a relationship
different.
Yet.
This is different. This is like that person has a partner.
Has a person.
Like, yeah. In a relationship. Yeah, I get going on dates and talking to people. But like,
yeah but they have a person at home.
Yeah. And this person's making you feel
invested
like
invested in.
I mean, I think that's why it's so good. Like, if you really like someone, whether it's like the fourth date, the fifth date, or whatever, when you're truly like into someone, I think it's so important to let them know.
Yeah.
Like, let them know. So then they can go, like, I was seeing this guy for a bit, and he was older than me. He was like the first guy that I dated before Tom that was older. And I remember I was like, I was just gonna tell him. I was like, it's been like 5-6 dates. I was like, I'm just gonna tell him. I was like, I really dig you. And he was like, oh, no, this is just fun for me.
Ugh.
Like, then I was like, okay, well, now I know that. And now I know, okay, I'm gonna step out of this because I don't want to have fun. So it's like you gotta hit. I wanted a relationship.
Yeah, that, no fun, just a relationship.
I don't want to just get fucked all the time and be like, well, is he thinking about me? Is he liking anybody else? Like, what's happening? Demanded my worth in that moment.
Oh my
Demand
God.
Your worth, darling. Demand your worth and just
we've
have
all,
an honest, simple conversation.
We've all been there.
Yeah. On that note,
on that
everybody
note.
Demand your worth.
Yes.
On a Tuesday.
On a Tuesday. On a Tuesday. All right, girl, go to the chiropractor and get your shit worked out. And,
I will before
and
I pedal it in Burning Man and fuck it up more.
This will air after we are in Colorado Springs.
Colorado.
So thank you, everybody, for coming out to Colorado Springs.
And just wait for our next episode. It's going to be fucking dope. I'm excited.
Yes, me too.
Yes. Yay.
Happy Tuesday,
all right, guys.
Bye.
Bye.